Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is June 8th.
8th, is it already? Jeez,
I think it is.
Wow.
I know. That's 2019.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's officially summer. Is it officially summer?
Well, it's like 80 degrees today.
It's 86 degrees.
Jeez. All
yeah.
Right. It's kicked in Oakland. Out of the bar degrees.
We're not in Oakland, we're in Berkeley, but it was still 86 degrees
yeah.
all over the Bay Area. Even in Walnut Creek, it's just like 86 degrees.
Weird.
Everywhere. Yeah. Maybe it's a little hotter in Livermore. I don't know who wants to go out there, though.
Yeah.
Not me. I got my air conditioning fixed in my car.
Nice.
Thank God.
Go
right
hang out
on time.
Your car.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay in my car forever now.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent $500 on that.
It was even warm in Santa Cruz last night. Which is...
Were you in Santa Cruz last night?
I was, yeah.
Oh, did you go to the boardwalk?
Comedy Lab. No, no.
No.
Gross. I mean, it's fun during the day, but it was a late show. I wasn't going to go to the boardwalk at 11:30 at night.
Is it closed at 11:30 at night?
Probably.
Yeah.
Seems like they close it at a certain point, right?
I don't know.
Although it's just kind of... You can just kind of walk up there. It's not like there's a big gate or anything.
No, there's no gate. You can just go to the boardwalk and hang out underneath the pier.
Yeah. Seems like it'd be scary at night.
Yeah. Well, I learned it was scary after the Lost Boys.
Yeah. And Us also.
Oh, yeah. Us too now.
Getting chased around. There's that scary house of mirrors in there.
Ooh,
that's actually the government facility or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
I kind of lost the thread of that movie towards the end.
Yeah.
I liked it. But
yeah, it was good. It wasn't as good as his other movie.
Yeah.
But Get Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'll get better, though.
Yeah.
After that.
Sure.
Yeah, but like I didn't understand in Us, like, once they're, like, holding hands across America, like, that was supposed to be, like, a really scary point. And I was like, isn't the government just going to come and shoot all of them?
Yeah.
They don't have superpowers
or anything. And they're all murderers now.
They're all murderers, and they just, like, have scissors.
Yeah.
Like, they could just take a... All they just need is, like, a B-bomber or whatever and just, like, shoot all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, that's it.
And is there a clone of everyone? Was that the
Yeah, there's a clone of everyone.
Hmm.
Which I feel like the government would just, like, cyanide them.
Yeah.
Before that got out of hand.
I thought that part was, that's where they really lost me. It was like, there's an underground facility where they somehow are cloning an unlimited amount of people. And, like,
right.
What are these people eating? Like, how do they survive
Soylent
down
green.
There? It's like, yeah, that part is like, it didn't make sense. A lot of cool imagery, though.
Yeah,
and,
a lot of cool imagery.
The first half was great.
And there's our review of Us.
Yeah, pretty good.
Speaking of Soylent Green, this is kind of off topic.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a thing on my Instagram the other day that people are selling Soylent now as like a product.
Yeah,
to
yeah, it's been around for a little while for like tech guys who don't want to stop coding for long enough to eat.
Right. Wouldn't you name it something else?
Oh, it's a clever. That's when tech guys try to be funny. That's what happens. Yeah, it's just, they just make a reference to a thing from the past.
Right, or they don't know what that thing is.
Yeah, or they're like,
they
isn't
never saw
it
that
ironic
movie.
That it's something that's supposed to be bad, but it's actually good?
No, it's really turned me off.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gross, too.
Yeah, it tastes like shit.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, they're like, drink this thing.
Yeah.
And it has no taste. Or it tastes like chalk.
Yeah.
And they're like, but it keeps you going.
And there's an oil pack in it, too, because you have to have certain types of fats to keep nutritionally okay.
So it's like an oily, chalky drink?
I guess, yeah.
Ugh.
It's supposed to not taste like anything, I suppose, but...
That's bullshit. You know it tastes like
something. It's so
unnecessary. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just, like, put it in, like, one of those shaky drink things, and then you drink it.
Yeah, it's like that Juicero thing, where it's just, like, tech guys tricking other tech guys out of their money. It's just scam, but they're just scamming each other. So it's like, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I watched a thing about it too, and they're like, by the way, we don't actually know what this does to your body because it's still kind of an experiment. Mm. So like, there's like a warning label on it too. So they're like, take this at your own risk.
And they've had like meal replacement shakes and bars and stuff for a long time. But then this one is just specifically marketed towards like Silicon Valley.
Right.
It's like, you know, this stuff already exists, right? Yeah. You can get different flavors.
Swim fast.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have like sugar in it or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, like if you go to like a workout guy store, they have all kinds of different shakes that you can have.
Like Malton. Oh, wait, that's like Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard Malton shake.
It's made from pure Leonard Malton.
For your active lifestyle, watching 7 movies a day.
Yeah.
Giving very, mostly positive reviews to almost everything.
Or negative, depending what kind of movies you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, and there's a review of Soylent.
Yeah, speaking of reviews, we got some comics this week.
Yeah, we read some comics. Some good ones, some not so good ones.
Yeah.
Let's start with the good ones.
Dude, do you want to do thumbs first?
Yeah, I want to do thumbs first.
Hell yes.
This is my highly recommended comic.
Yeah, thumbs number one from Image Comics, written by Sean Lewis, drawn by Hayden Sherman.
I love both of these people.
Me too, man. I've been psyched about Hayden Sherman since he was in that DC new shit talent thing like 2 or 3 years ago. Like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
guy rules, man. And their other thing was good. The Few was very good.
Yeah, The Few was really good. I liked his John Carter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
He also did the thing that's name I can't remember, the sci-fi adventure thing that he wrote, that Charles Soule wrote, and the name is totally escaping me. But that was good, too.
Yeah, that one, too.
I can't remember what it was called. One of those one-word titles.
He's doing that Vault book, too.
That's
pretty good.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's busy.
He is busy. He's got a really cool style that like doesn't look like anybody else.
Yeah.
Like you see his art and you're like, that's definitely Hayden Sherman.
Yeah. Reminds me a little bit of Riley Rossmo in that it's like not at all realistic, but still like very much communicates like realistic action and emotion and stuff.
Yeah.
And he has a very limited color palette, which is cool.
Yeah, he does his own colors too, which I enjoy. And And then this one, the color palette is just pink, gray, and black. Oh, and white. And white. Because he does like those white out white lines, too, which is really
I think he works best in black and white.
Yes.
I like it better than his fully colored stuff.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And because he's doing the coloring himself, so he really knows. You can keep like complete sort of creative control over the look and feel of it.
Yes.
And it's cool that they're working together again. I always like it when two creators like form kind of a partnership like that. It's like, oh man, these two, they enjoy working with each other. And I imagine them just being friends in real life and like playing miniature golf and like
going on adventures.
Yeah, they got ice cream and then Hayden Sherman's ice cream scoop falls off his cone. But then Sean Lewis luckily has two, so he just gives Hayden one of his.
Aww.
And everyone's happy again.
Nice. I like that story.
Totally, yeah.
It's really nice.
Feel the same way about Tim Sale and
Jeff Loeb.
Jeff Loeb, yeah.
Yeah. I think their partnership has fallen apart.
Oh, really?
They have a sad partnership now. Well, that last Captain America white comic
that's
was so
true.
Bad.
It got delayed for 15 years.
15 years, yeah. And then they put it back together, and it was one of the worst comics that came out that year.
Although we did learn that people made fun of Captain America for being a virgin.
That's true,
which
yes.
Which is funny.
Yeah, that was
very funny.
Funny
to me, at least. He was a 4F, the worst thing he could be.
What is that thing now that's going around? That Seth Rogen the Seth Rogen movie came out this week with Charlize Theron.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Incels.
Okay.
Okay, so that's not the movie that came out, but people, the incels are all making fun of it because they're jealous of Seth Rogen for sleeping with Charlize Theron in this movie.
Oh, do they know it's just a movie that probably
didn't
really
happen
in real life?
They do not. They're very upset with this movie because they're like, he would never be able to get her in real life.
Mm.
And yeah, so they're very upset.
90-100% of all Seth Rogen movies, though, and every single Judd Apatow movie. It's like, this gorgeous woman is in love with this fucking schlub.
Yeah.
But he's got a good personality.
That does happen in real life.
He means
He has, he has no money though. Usually, too. So there's that problem.
True.
Though I do see people that come into like the brewery, and I'm like, how the fuck is this happening?
Yeah.
Funny. It's funny. It's usually.
That's true.
Yeah, it does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See it the other way around too. Occasionally, it's a real schlubby lady with a super handsome guy, and you're like, wow, that's nice.
That is rare though. A lot more rare.
Yeah,
I would say.
True.
Yeah, it's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, now we have Katherine Heigl with Seth Rogen. And now we have Charlize Theron with Seth Rogen. I wish I could remember the name of that movie, though. I don't know. It's supposed to be good, though.
It's about the involuntarily celibate guys?
No, it's not about that. No. It's just they're upset about it.
Oh, okay.
Because they're, you know, they're, quote unquote, involuntarily celibate, which is not really the truth. They just couldn't get...
You're just like an asshole that nobody likes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when people say that, like, ah, oh, dude, the PC police are out to get me. It's like, no, you just suck.
Yeah,
like,
you're just a jerk.
Nobody likes you. Like, stop trying to quiet my free speech. It's like, you can say whatever you want. People are just going to think you're even more of an asshole.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Anyways, incels, jerks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. don't like anything. I don't know what that has to do with thumbs, but I thought it was
funny. Well, it's a gamer-related
thing. Yeah, it's a gamer-related thing.
And I guess there's a lot of... I was actually kind of worried about that when I read the synopsis of this one. It's
me
about
too.
Sort of the not-too-distant future, and it's, like, video game-related, and I was like, fuck, is this going to be, like, a weird, like, mean, kind of shitty guy becomes the hero because he's good at video games? Or, or is it going to, like, pander to that crowd?
Exactly.
And not at all, man.
No,
like,
no.
Very much kind of like an Ender's Game, Last Starfighter type of feel, where there's, like... this mysterious billionaire who's like giving free technology to like schools and kids and stuff, but maybe it's so that he can build like an army because he wants like the best sort of combat gamers.
Exactly.
And you got to go out in the real world in like a virtual reality mask and like do it kind of for real, but you're just like wearing a thing and holding two little Nintendo Switch controllers. And main character is the guy that gets recruited. He's like the second best.
Yeah.
And then we see they live in a trailer park. They're like clearly sort of lower class people that are doing the video game. That's the other thing is like the poor kids get the video games for free.
Yeah.
And then the government attacks the trailer park. Blows everyone up. It's wild.
Yeah. And it kind of switches the AI thing around too, because you like in most in most comics recently the AIs are the bad guys, or most movies too. Yeah. And it kind of switches that around, like the AIs are raising these poor children.
Yeah, mom.
And mom.
The name of the AI, she's like a Jarvis. Wait, that's
like Jarvis, okay. Like from Iron Man.
The benevolent AI.
And she's actually raising all of these children everywhere, and like some like the richer kids, if you have a mom system, like you're targeted.
Yeah, that's right. They eventually outlaw them.
Yeah. And so I thought that was really, really interesting. It's so well told too. There's actually, it's a double sized issue, but it's not super wordy.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, thank God. But through Sherman's art, it really, you just get through it super fast.
Yeah.
Like you can't even tell it's a double sized issue. I super enjoy this. Highly recommend it. Go out and get this. We have a ton of them.
Yeah, it's great.
Come get them here.
If you like Ender's Game, you will like Thumbs.
It is very, I would compare this like Terminator meets Ender's Game.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, but Terminator's the good guys.
Kind of. Kind of. That's another great thing. Yeah. We don't know.
That's actually
like
true.
There's not like a clear, easy good guy, bad guy thing going.
Yeah.
We just know the main character and is kind of like stuck in between here. And he maybe doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah. And there's a very cool plot twist at the end.
Yeah, true.
Of issue one. And I can't wait to see where it's going.
Two thumbs up.
Two major thumbs up. Yeah, I like to say that too. Next on the list, we both read Black Cat.
Yeah, Black Cat number one.
From Marvel Comics.
I thought it was okay.
It's okay. I expected more because, I don't know, I was this Travel Foreman. I mix up with Travis Foreskin.
Travis Foreskin from Blink-182.
Yeah.
That guy.
And this is Jed McKay, who I'm not too familiar with, the writer. Yeah. I don't know why they can't get a lady write these comics.
I think
sometimes.
That might have been a better move. Because it is, it's like a classic, like sort of like a heist, cool crime thing where she's like, you know, she's like the Catwoman of the Marvel Universe, where she's a great burglar and cat, you know, cat themed stuff going on. And, yeah, it's just sort of like a standard, like, kind of boilerplate.
Heist at a...
Yeah.
She's at a museum, like a museum dinner party thing. Yeah.
And they're like, how did she get in here? Yeah. Our facial recognition technology. And then, of course, like, the aside was like, she's so fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, she's stunner.
She's so hot, man. That's a major part of her character is being super hot.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense, because that's been used as, like, sort of a distraction technique and a way to, like, turn the male gaze against itself, I guess, a little bit, which I think
it's
if it were
so
maybe more skillfully
out.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's not skillfully done at all.
Yeah, it's a little heavy-handed, the storytelling.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
But, just got two fun, kind of dumb, cool sidekicks.
Yeah.
Which is tight.
I guess
they're not dumb. That's not true. They're two cool dudes who are her sidekicks.
I guess so.
Her adversary, this, like, FBI-type agent guy who's trying to catch her. And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, she like steals a thing.
Yeah, she steals a painting. surprise, surprise. Like they're like, oh, we're kicking her out. And then, of course, she ends up stealing the painting. How does she does? How does she do it?
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
It also seems short, too. I guess because it was supposed to be like a double-sized issue. And when
really?
They, yeah. When they submitted it to us, it was supposed to be, all of it was supposed to be Travel Foreman. And then there's actually like a backup story instead
right.
at the end, which is about her dad, actually, mm-hmm. who's the Black Fox.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Who I thought was dead, but I guess not. And then Dracula's in it, too. Is that Dracula?
He's wearing a Dracula collar for sure.
It says the Impaler, the dragon, old Vlad himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess Dracula does exist in the Marvel Universe.
He does, yeah.
Tomb of Dracula. Blade fought Dracula.
Yeah, so I guess that's him.
Huh.
I don't know.
He's going to steal something from Dracula.
Maybe. I think it's just to bring her dad into it, too.
Okay.
I don't know, yeah. So I was kind of like not too enthused about it. I think the art could have been better. Mm-hmm. It just, maybe the coloring wasn't all there.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have just had Campbell do it.
Yeah.
That would have been better. If they're going for that super hyper-sexualized
Yeah, the
look.
horny style art.
Yeah, might as well, right? And it's like, don't miss Felicia's next heist in Black Cat 2. I'm like, nah, I could care less. Really,
yeah, I thought it was like an okay story. I like cat burglar type stuff, but the whole time I was reading it, I was like, who is this for? Like, who's the audience?
I don't know. It definitely wasn't for me.
Yeah.
There's been much better Black Cat comics than this, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
right. It's like there wasn't quite enough
substance?
Story for people looking for like a plot driven thing. There wasn't enough character development for people looking for like snappy dialogue. There wasn't enough violence or cleavage for people who are just looking for like a horny book, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's like in between all those things.
And for $5 too.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah,
geez. Okay, I didn't see that
part. Yeah. I felt like people are just spending $5 for these covers. That's really what it is.
Yeah, our germ cover was cool.
That's what I bought.
Same way that all of his
covers did buy
are
that.
Cool.
Yeah. They got me. It's going to be the seller on eBay later, I'll tell you that. I also read this week Dark Red number three.
Oh, we're up to three now, huh?
Yeah, we're up to three.
I liked the first one, but I did not pick up two.
Well, we sold out of it super, super quick.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because one sold real quick, too, right? It was like a low print run and then got a bunch of hype around it. And
it
then,
did.
Is it cool? It's like a story about sort of like a working class vampire.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to be a vampire that much. He just kind of wants to live a quiet life.
Yeah. He just wants to live a quiet life in this like small town in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then that ends, of course, really soon.
Yeah.
He has like a friend he lives off of who produces too much blood. So he just like lives off of her. He doesn't kill anybody. And then in issue two, he basically, like this queen of vampires type of lady comes to town and is like, you're the chosen one. Like I need, like we need your help, blah, blah, blah. And then she also has a partner who turns out to be a Nazi.
Right, they have Nazi vampires.
So there's
in this
Nazi
one.
Vampires, and they get introduced to the story, and he's like, fuck you, Nazis. Turns out he was in World War II, and that's when he got turned. So he's like, no Nazis.
Right, yeah.
Not cool with that. So he gets in a big fight with the Nazi vampire and kills the Nazi vampire.
Good.
In his store.
Oh, that's right. That sounds familiar. I did maybe flip through issue two then.
So issue three starts as they like kind of flash back when he's killing the Nazi vampire in a store. And then we actually get a whole flashback issue of what happened to him in World War II and how he got turned.
Nice. His origin story.
Yeah.
Huh?
Which is really nice. He got turned in World War II. It's a whole like letter to his parents, basically, and like what happened to him in World War II. And how he got turned. And so there's like the whole like scientist stuff with Nazis and like they were studying vampires.
Right.
And it is
actually. Oh, that makes sense because they were super into like occult shit.
Exactly.
So if there were vampires, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it actually turns out like Hitler hated vampires and was going after them for some reason. And he like almost dies and this vampire comes and saves him and turns him into a vampire. And she's actually a pretty good vampire. She hates the Nazis. She's Jewish.
Yeah.
So she's actually going after them. They go and find a bunch of the Nazi scientists and they kill all of them.
All right.
And it turns out it was a trap.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They
lure him in and they capture her and she kills herself before she can get trapped by the Nazis.
Okay.
So he's got a big thing against Nazis. It's basically what the whole issue is
about. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a sympathetic quality. Disliking Nazis.
Yeah. So the whole issue is just about that. It's really well told, though. The art's really good. And the end of it is basically there's a whole truckload of the Nazi vampires coming into his town.
Yeah.
And the Nazi, right before he kills him, basically tells them, you know, their evil plan a little bit.
Cool.
So I highly recommend this book. I'm going to try to get more of issue two in if we can.
Yeah.
To recommend it more to people because we have a bunch of number three on the shelf and no two or one. So hopefully we can get some more in and we can recommend it. If you want a good vampire story, I think this is the way to go for right now.
That's awesome. It's not like the romanticized, like Victorian style vampire.
No,
it's like
just
your everyday kind of vampire.
Yeah, they're not like sparkly vampires. It's just really well told. It's fun. It's bloody, disgusting, but not like over the top. Not like a Garth Ennis, like, you know, swearing, dumb story.
Biting someone's nutsack off for some reason.
Not like that. So, yeah, Dark Red, two thumbs up. We have some quick news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because we got 10 minutes for news.
A quick record today.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a little bit shorter today, but we're recording, and that's what's important.
Yeah.
Let's talk real quick about Wonder Woman Gold.
Yeah,
we finally got our first look at that.
This is the sequel to direct sequel to the first Wonder Woman, but it's 30-40 years in the future, right?
Yeah, it's like 1984.
Okay.
And that's the title of it too, Wonder Woman 1984. It's a very rainbowy poster.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for Pride, actually. So happy Pride Month, guys.
Yeah.
However, I don't like the way she looks in the poster.
Yeah, she's making a weird face, kind of.
Making a weird face. Her head looks very large.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And her armor is very gold.
Yeah.
Like she's going to the disco.
If they'll establish why she got a new fashion update.
Yeah, is it for the 80s? I mean,
I could see that.
Looks a little 70s, like very Barbarella.
Yeah. Maybe she's just behind the times a little bit from living on that island.
Oh, maybe.
I guess we'll find that out. Maybe she's has she been in our world the whole time? Does she go back to the Amazon island place?
Oh, maybe. Themyscira.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe she does. I guess we'll find out. Hopefully there'll be a preview soon. Oh, it says right here. There'll be a preview at Comic-Con International. Oh, wait, no. Warner Brothers is skipping Comic-Con International Hall H this year.
Oh,
that's
why.
A huge deal.
Yeah, I wonder what
happened. Wow. Oh, no.
Maybe they figure they don't need it. They don't have to pay all that money for...
Well, that means not only is Marvel not going to be there, DC isn't going to be there either.
Weird.
That's going to suck. All those people are paying so much money to go there, and there's no... Like, the two biggest studios are not going to be in Hall H.
You're just going to have to listen to Rob Liefeld talk for 2.5 hours. He's going to be the only guest.
He's going
to
be like, I made my my network deal with Netflix. These are the 5 shows we're going to be doing.
You're going to do Death Crush, Blood Guy, Smash Punch, Sword Blade. How many is that?
That's
Titty Butt. Titty Butt's going to have a new first appearance of Titty Butt in Major X number 5 or whatever.
Oh, my God. That's super exciting. Wait, those are all Marvel? No, they're not. They're Image
right,
characters.
So it'll just be like Image and Dark Horse, I guess.
Image and Dark Horse,
San Diego Comic-Con, which is cool.
Sure. Ugh.
Weird.
Wow. Yeah. So no Joker, no Birds of Prey, no Wonder Woman 1984. Uh-huh. So you see none of those trailers.
Man.
What are they going to do? Where are they going to announce that stuff? That's where they announce all of that stuff.
You think they're going to angle in to just use their own streaming platform now for all that?
Like, I guess
so. You can see the preview on the day it normally would have come out, but you can watch it at
DC
home.
Direct. Yeah, because like no one's subscribing to that, I guess, really.
Yeah.
That's why they canceled Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Bummer, man.
And it like hasn't even had all its episodes aired.
That's especially like they've already shot the episodes, right? Yeah. Presumably. So why not just show them still? Why not just let people watch them, you know?
That's stupid.
It sucks, too, because I think the time is right for a good Swamp Thing series, for like a superhero, sort of a supernatural / superhero thing with like a strong environmental message. I think there's like definitely an audience for that.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Well, and I heard it's really good, too. Oh,
man.
So I still want to watch it.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to be disappointed if it is really good.
And you know there's only 5-6 episodes?
There's 10 episodes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And but there was 13 originally, and they cut 3 of the episodes. So there is like 3 other episodes floating around out there too that we'll never get to see.
That sucks.
But they didn't even give it a chance. It just started on May 31st.
Yeah.
And it hasn't even been like a week and a half, and they already canceled it.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck? Like they haven't even found an audience yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think DC is making a huge mistake. Like their platform's not even going to find an audience before they kill everything on it.
Yeah.
So good luck, DC.
Not exactly the most marketing savvy.
No, they're really not. I think they need to.
I don't know how they keep
figure that out.
Like they've been blowing it since the death of Superman.
Yeah.
And like I was just noticing because I was like going through like some vintage stuff we got, and there was some Death of Superman stuff in there, and I was like, wow, like had a flashback to being super excited about this, and then just had being a huge flop and a huge letdown.
Oh yeah,
and it's like you're still doing that,
they're
huh?
Still doing it
30 years later, almost.
Yeah,
still absolutely blowing it. How do you stay in business?
I don't know how they stay in business. I thought Runaways also got canceled,
that's
but apparently
bummer.
It did not.
Oh.
It's been revived by Hulu.
Okay.
And Elizabeth Hurley just joined the cast as Morgan Le Fay.
Really? Oh, that's a good role for her.
It is a good role for her. I really like her.
Yeah.
I always like to be dazzled.
Wasn't she married to that one dude, the stuttering guy that was in every movie for a little while, but now is not in any movies
Holly
anymore?
Holly Shore?
No, the British one that everybody thought was cute, but I thought he was annoying the whole time.
British.
And then he got caught with a prostitute.
Yeah. Hugh, she was. Yeah.
Hugh
Grant.
Hugh Grant. There yeah. we go. Yeah.
We both thought of one name.
Yeah.
We're a good team.
Two first names. See? Never trust somebody with two first names.
It's true. Yeah. He did get caught with a whore.
He did. Yeah.
Aw. Memories.
Which, you know, sex work is real work.
It is, yeah.
Also, anything that gets Hugh Grant in trouble, I'm in favor of.
Yeah.
Anything that gets him out of the movies.
He hasn't been in anything in a long time.
No. I bet he made so much money. He just retired. And now he's not. He's too old to be like sort of a cute young man now.
Yeah, eventually he'll probably be like the cute older guy.
Yeah, or like a Dudley Moore type, kind of like a bumbling.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's too self-serious to be. Yep. I think he started to think of himself as a leading man.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not going to be a nerd in movies anymore.
No.
I'm the main guy now. It's like, nah, man, come on. Stay in your lane, homie.
There's also a trailer out for Jessica Jones season 3.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They reveal the main villain.
Right? It's Fool Killer.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
No.
Why does he only kill fools? Seems easy. You just trick him into falling into a hole.
He's also a vigilante.
That's
not
true.
Really?
He's kind of like
guy.
A Deathstroke type of dude or like a.
Yeah, but like a silly.
Yeah.
He's like a cross between Deathstroke and like Deadpool.
Yeah, totally.
Which is really just a copy off of Deathstroke.
Yeah, or like maybe Punisher in Deadpool because he's just shooting people with guns all the time.
But wearing a pirate outfit.
Yeah.
Or he used to wear a pirate outfit. That was the first one,
yeah.
I think. Because there's been like 5 iterations.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of different guys who were a Fool Killer.
Yeah.
So go out and pick up those first appearances, folks.
Yeah.
Go hunt down Man-Thing number 3.
Is that it? Man-3?
That's the pirate one. That was the only one I
saw.
Oh,
we have 2 copies of that.
Do we?
Yeah. I think it's actually right over there in that bin.
Although somebody might have come by and picked them out already.
No, I literally just put them out
there.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Well, let's pull this.
Gregory Salinger, right?
Okay.
Is the first one. And then there's Ross G. Everbest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And but he's the Gregory Salinger one, right? Is that what we decided?
Yes, Gregory Salinger will make his live-action debut in the 3rd season of the Marvel Cinematic Universe television series, Jessica Jones.
Cool.
Portrayed by Jeremy Bob. Uh-oh, another two first name guys.
Oh.
Luckily, he's playing a bad guy.
And luckily, it's also with 2 Bs.
Yeah. That's very funny to me for some reason. Bob with 2 Bs.
Yeah. I like it's like, for those with deep knowledge of Marvel's bench, that name likely rings a bell. I'm like,
yeah.
No. No bell. No bells were rung. I don't know. He seems like a serial killer, though, like in the trailer.
Yeah, but it's like a vigilante style shit where he's killing people that he thinks have done something bad. And that's why he's going after Jessica Jones, because he's like, you're out of control. You can't control your powers. And like, you're a threat to the society at large.
I don't remember her ever killing people, though.
That's true. Maybe she does. Maybe there's like a scene in the first episode where there's some kind of accident or she, you know.
Yeah.
Throws a car at somebody who just stole a candy bar from a convenience store or something.
Ooh, I would
like,
enjoy
maybe
that.
Maybe she over-punishes somebody.
Ooh, he should go after Punisher.
Yeah.
Because he
be
does kill
matchup.
Lots of people.
He does. Yeah, that's true. But always bad guys.
Yeah. Right. Which is what he does, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, they have a lot of, like, ambiguity in the Jessica Jones series. Like,
yeah,
Mr. Purple
true.
Thought he was doing something good, sort of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right, well.
It looks good.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the show. I'm just sad that it's getting canceled. and that nobody else is picking it up. I think that's lame.
Yeah, we might have hit peak superhero, and now it's time for a little superhero media franchise recession.
That's true.
Now that Avengers is done.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, Spider-Man. Sorry, we saw Spider-Man to go.
Oh, yeah, and the new Spider-Man.
That looks really good.
Yeah, it really
I rewatched Homecoming, and yeah. I liked it better the second time,
oh,
actually,
really?
Like at home watching it.
Maybe
it was
I'll
so
check it
funny.
Out again.
Yeah. What else? Was there anything else we watched? Deadly Class is getting canceled, too.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Rick Remender is putting like a petition online, so go on Instagram at Remender and repost his Deadly Class post.
Yeah,
or just hashtag Deadly Class to try to get it repicked up by another like Hulu or Netflix or Amazon. One of those places has got to pick that show up. I'm gonna guess like Netflix is probably gonna pick it up.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Although if you're a big fan of Death or Glory, do not share that. Petition because that means if he can't do Deadly Class anymore, he might have to go back and pick up one of his old books that he never really finished. And we could use a second arc of Death or Glory, I think.
But Deadly Class,
it's
a really good show.
It
needs to have another. See, there's so much to go on it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like at least like one more season of it. I mean, come on. All right, guys, I got to go to the other job now and, like, sling beer for a while.
I got to go have dinner with my mom and sister in a little while.
Aww.
Not right away.
That's nice.
Yeah, it should
you
be.
You should have a good dinner.
You're going to get to hear about which of my relatives are about to die.
Oh, shit.
That's always the first 20 minutes of hanging out with mom.
Oh, my God. This
about
is depressing.
Various illnesses.
Jesus.
Well, she likes to get it all out of the way at the top.
Oh,
that way we can move on to more fun stuff.
Well, on that note, I've been Jessica Babbo.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks.